We'll continue to follow the breaking news, and this will be the case through the rest of this week and beyond with Hurricane Milton. Larry Richard with our anchor man, Paul Rasmussen. Yesterday, in the wake of Hamas's brutal October 7th, 2023 attack, the worst massacre of Jews since the Holocaust, the American Jewish Committee has mobilized and globally to fight anti-Semitism. And joining us is Hillary Levine, Associate Director of AGC in the Philadelphia and New Jersey area. Hillary, appreciate your time this morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
It was hard to watch yesterday because there were, as you know, a lot of stories related to what happened a year ago on October 7th. I can't imagine from your standpoint reliving that nightmare and all that's happened a year and a day since. What is your message to people who are listening, where we have a very strong Jewish community here, as you know?
Thank you. You're absolutely right. It's been an excruciating and devastating year. And exactly like you said, yesterday we sort of remembered but lived through it once again. And I have to say, for those of us living in the Jewish diaspora, and especially for Israelis, we've often said that we're still living in October 8th, 2023. For this entire year, it's just felt like October 8th. We can't really move on. While there's still hostages being held in Gaza, while Israelis can't go back to their homes in the north and south of the country, while there's still war and people can't live in peace and security. And frankly, right after October 7th happened, anti-Semitism just skyrocketed here in the United States and around the world. So what I would say is, as this just continues, we truly can't move on fully.
What do you think is the biggest misconception? Why would you imagine that would be the case, that after October 7th, anti-Semitism has, as you said, skyrocketed?
That's a great question. After October 7th, and of course, Israel immediately launched its war of self-defense against Hamas, and now, of course, Hezbollah as well. It seemed to give people, again, here in the U.S. around the world, some sort of a pass to act violently and hatefully, both verbally and physically, to the Jewish community. From the way I see it, often feelings of anti-Zionism are truly just an excuse for anti-Semitism, for acts of anti-Semitism. And of course, there's absolutely no excuse. It's just truly been a devastating and a frightening time to be Jewish. But you know what? On the other side of that coin, the Jewish people are a resilient people, and we have a lot of hope and strength, and that's sort of what's brought us forward to this day.
And what do you say when people, and you've heard the protests, say that we've got to stop these wars in the Middle East? This has been going on really for thousands of years, these battles. But in the real world we are in today, how do we make a change?
So October 7th happened, Israel didn't ask for this war. This is truly just a war of self-defense. If Hamas laid down its weapons, if there was a deal to bring the hostages home, we wouldn't be having this conversation right now. We need to get to a place where both peoples, Israelis and Palestinians, can live in peace and security, and that Israeli citizens don't no longer have to live in daily fear of rockets devastating their lives and terrorizing themselves. We can't live like this anymore. We have to get to a place where there's some sort of a deal.